Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come hang out here in Sugar Land. And by the way, as I said, you got plenty of prizes to win. We'll be hooking somebody up with a gift card, one of four gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll be hooking somebody up with the first one we will do as soon as this segment ends. Also, you got a free oil change courtesy of our good friends at Tomball Ford and courtesy of the Houston Ford dealers. A pair of tickets in the 5 o'clock hour to a future Texans game. You have a chance to win that. All you got to do is go over to our table we have set up, and you can put your name in our raffle box and have a chance to win. Also, you can get your glass signed by Sean Pendergast. He's in the building. The commemorative glasses. If you didn't get the Payne and Pendergast one in week one, you got a chance to get another one, the first 49, because Tyler got the first one, the first 49.
I got you, bub.
Yeah, I did too. Here, get to take home a souvenir, a glass with the face of Sean Pendergast and our guy Seth Payne. Damn it, Ben. On the face of that glass.
The guy on the glass is in the building, on the turf. Ready to rock and roll,
somebody,
baby.
Somebody a couple weeks ago, I think it was, I can't remember who it was, but the commissioner, they had me ruin their glass by signing it for some reason.
That's nice. So what's that penmanship look like?
I mean, you know, I know you're very judgmental about penmanship.
I am. I'm sorry.
I'm happy with it.
Anthony Lucas ruined me. I mean, capital, like a lowercase a, just real big as the capital.
It is, man.
To start easy. Anthony.
Easy.
No, you can't.
Easy, man. Get in there
No,
easy.
Big, fat, lowercase a, no. No, Luke, don't do it.
All right, let's do this. All right, we're going to do this each and every Friday. And, yes, Monday we will also revisit these things because, hey, it's easy to throw out a good hot take and then just walk away from it. And just walk away from it. But, no, you got to throw it out there, and then we got to take a look at it to see how close you was to the hot take. Now, you all listening, 713-572-4610, and those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can also determine, like, if this take is hot enough that we throw out. All right, and then, I mean, if it's a smoking hot take, if it's mild, that's fine. We can accept those. If it's something like, hey, man, hey, I think the Broncos are going to beat the Eagles. Come on, man. Let's chill out. That ain't no hot take. I mean, let's try again. But we'll give a hot take. We'll revisit it on Monday. And I mean a real good hot take, and see how close we go. Let's start with you, Tyler. What's your weekend hot take? What are we going to be looking at that you're going to be right about when we come back in on Monday?
Boys, I think we get our first head coach firing in the NFL this weekend.
Oh, that's hot.
Is that flaming?
That is smoking. That is you think. Hold on, it's really hot if you give us the coach. Like
I have it in mind.
Who is the coach?
It's going to be that fool up there with them fake ass Oilers up in Nashville. Whenever they lose to the 2-2 Arizona Cardinals, the Tennessee Titans will fire head coach Brian Callahan at some point following that loss this weekend. That's
really?
My take. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. That's I don't know. It's this second year.
I don't know how hot it is. That's a good one, Tyler.
It's good. It is.
I know it's hot, but I just don't know how. I mean, hell, he'll be two weeks removed from giving up play calling duties as an offensive minded head coach with a rookie quarterback, and it looked awful. They got shut out. Yeah, and you know, by the way, you know them defenses I keep talking about beyond the Texans defense, the best scoring defense in the league? Guess who's one of them?
Who, Tennessee?
Arizona. So they're facing – it ain't going to get no easier. Now, I don't know. I haven't studied Arizona. It may be because their opponents haven't been worth a damn, but they're one of the top six scoring defenses in the league right now. So,
Tyler, I'll give you a 20 spot. If that happens by the end of our show on Monday, if Brian Callahan – I mean all of it. If a coach is fired and it's Brian Callahan, I give you a 20 spot.
Okay.
That's a whole lot right there. That's what the game is about.
Is this year three for him?
Two.
Year two for him?
I believe, isn't it? Yeah, I think it's year two.
Yeah, I think that's right.
He had to deal with that fool from Kentucky last
Will Levis. Yeah. Though I was never high on Will, one would say that he pissed away a second or third round draft pick?
Second round pick,
and now you got a number one overall that you're trying to ruin. Yeah, I mean
he inherited Will. Now, I don't know if he'd have took Will himself. He inherited Will.
Yeah, that's
Will's first game, he basically called him an idiot, is what he did. Somebody texted and said, fellas, I got a hot take. Woody Marks goes for 120 on the ground and 60 in the air.
That's a buck 80, buck 90 in total yards.
Is that hot to you?
Hell yeah, that's hot.
Is it? After what he did last week?
Absolutely.
Okay.
180 total yards?
I guess. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, let's not get carried away. Buck 19. Last week was about tapped out now.
It was about tapped out. I don't know, man. He looked like he had more in him if he got more carries. All right, here's mine. The New England Patriots will walk into Buffalo and give the Bills their first loss on the season, and Drake May will outplay Josh Allen. That's
hot.
That's my hot take.
You ain't gonna believe this, but I almost went with not the second part, but the first part of your.
I almost went there. Does that count? Buffalo or the Patriots going on the road and beating Buffalo? The Patriots are 2-2, going on the road and beating Buffalo, and I added that Drake May will outplay Josh Allen.
What is that? I mean, that line's got to be 5 or 6.
It's got to be 7.5.
Oh my God! It's a hot take.
That's a hot take. Yeah.
I would say it's hot.
What's yours? What's your hot take? Your weekend hot take?
I think Vandy.
I really want you to keep.
I think Vandy's going to go to Tuscaloosa and beat them.
All right, 713-572-4610. Is that a hot take, Tyler? Is that a hot take that Vanderbilt, who beat Alabama last year? I'm throwing this up. They're favorite. Is it double digits? Those are two ranked teams. I don't think it's double digits.
No, it's 16 versus 10. It's 16 at 10, but it's still Vanderbilt versus Alabama, boys and girls. I can get down with maybe it's not as spicy. Alabama minus 11.5 is what I'm looking at.
Is it at okay, 11.5-point favorite.
It's in the microwave. It's warm.
So it's mild. mild, we can count. So Vanderbilt going to go into Alabama. They beat them last year. Bama's coming off of beating Georgia on the road last week.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the two teams. I mean, Bama's beat Georgia. They beat Wisconsin. They lost to Florida State.
It is a double-digit spread.
It's 11.5. It's a big boy. But you look at Vanderbilt, and they have beat the brakes off, I believe, West Virginia and South Carolina. And a lot of folks believe that they're real. I mean, you look at Pavia, their little quarterback. I mean, I think he's thrown 13 touchdowns. He's ran for 2 touchdowns. He's ran for 300 yards. He's thrown for a boatload of yards. I mean, he appears to be the real deal, which he should. Hell, he's been in college for about 7-8 years. But I think Vanderbilt beating Bama at home last year was a win that nobody in Vanderbilt, no Vanderbilt alumni will ever forget that. You go to Tuscaloosa and do what Johnny did and knock off Tuscaloosa? I mean, knock off Bama?
I mean, well, it's even bigger than A&M doing it, right? This is Vandy. Like, this is – even though, like, on the road, this is – now, I will say – if it were in Vandy, I don't think I could accept it. And if they hadn't beat Georgia yet, because that team that lost to Florida State the way they did, they feel different right now. So I get it. I think people are texting in and said it is a hot take. Someone texted in hot take. Show will rip his underwear this weekend. I don't rip a lot of draws. I wear them out. I'll wear them out, but I don't rip a lot of.
The only way I ever rip draws is if I wear them out and if they're so thin, and then all of a sudden it just craters. You know what I mean? There's been times when my wife has been like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on in the back of your britches? Well, babe, I mean, these are pants I've had since you were 8.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course they're going to be a little rubbed. And then the next thing you know, I try to squat or something. Next thing you know, they split.
I hadn't had a lot of – that's a good one. Bill Belichick and Carolina beats Clemson, someone texted in. That is hot.
Is that hot?
I think it is.
Dabo's got former players turning on him already.
I think that's hot. All right, text line, I agree. Tyler's is the hottest of the takes. All right, coming up.
First time I've heard that.
Your take there.
Oh, got it.
Your take there, Whistle Britches.
So nasty. All right, coming up, this is, I think, a big point for the Big Two in this organization. A huge point for the Big Two in this organization. We'll discuss that coming up next.